USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All federal employees may soon be required to get vaccinated against COVID-19. President Biden is expected to sign the order today that would affect millions of federal contractors. The administration has been pushing hard to get the shots in the arms of more unvaccinated Americans amid the rapid spread of the Delta variant. Jobless claims fell to a new pandemic low of 310,000 last week. Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, tells USA Radio News there are more job openings than willing workers.
And employers are, in many cases, either struggling to find workers to fill those open positions, or where they are finding them, they're paying up. In fact, in some cases, employers are even providing mid-year pay increases just to retain their current workers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The House Ways and Means Committee is holding a markup for the Build Back Better Act, which includes President Biden's economic agenda. Ranking member of the committee and Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says spending by Democrats will leave families in the country spending more of their own money as prices will increase due to inflation.
Speaker Pelosi and House Democrats begin ramming through trillions of wasteful spending and crippling tax hikes. It will drive prices up even higher, kill millions of American jobs, and usher in a new era of government dependency with the greatest expansion of the welfare state in our lifetimes.
Democrats say the spending needs to be high to meet the priorities of Americans. FBI documents show a man served a 3-year prison sentence for offering to kill the woman who accused Kobe Bryant of sexual assault. The recently released documents say a man offered to kill the woman for $3 million in 2004. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A Republican senator is sounding the alarm on how the Biden administration is treating the new Taliban government.
Four former detainees at Guantanamo Bay are now major parts of the Taliban government in Afghanistan. Having four men who the U.S. had arrested for terrorism in positions of power in that country has many worried about the intentions of the new government. Senator Jody Ernst says that the Biden administration's quick withdrawal from the country led us to this place. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that the White House's strategy in dealing with the Taliban has been ludicrous.
It is truly unbelievable that this administration has emboldened the Taliban to the point where now they are including four of those former Guantanamo detainees in their interim government. These are the prisoners that were exchanged for Army deserter Bo Bergdahl, which happened during the Obama administration. This is ludicrous, Martha. I can't believe that we now see terrorists sitting at the helm of the Afghan government, all because of this hasty and haphazard withdrawal done by President Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 2021 NFL season kicks off tonight with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting the Dallas Cowboys. The Buccaneers enter as Super Bowl champions with Tom Brady as their quarterback. Kickoff set for just after 8:20 Eastern Time on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.